The American Farm Bureau Federation details trade and tariff impacts on agriculture. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. For the growth and renewed prosperity of agriculture, particularly with farm income on a downward slope, current trading relationships must be preserved and new opportunities for agricultural trade must be secured. These words coming from the American Farm Bureau Federation in a recent statement to the Senate Agriculture Committee. Here's American Farm Bureau Federation blogger and reporter Jake Putnam.
The Ways and Means Committee laid out a plan saying that they want permanent tax cuts. This is a Farm Bureau-supported bill that would make permanent several important tax provisions. Those are set to expire after 2025. And these tax cuts protect family and small businesses and really address the depreciation of the estate tax, amongst the other provisions. So this is a big deal. Failure to make these provisions permanent basically results in a huge tax increase that's coming up in 2025. In addition, the uncertainty caused by temporary tax provisions already makes the tough business of running a farm even harder.
And that nobody needs.
Absolutely. No one needs, with everything that farmers are up against with high input costs and flat markets, we don't need even more taxes.
U.S. Ag exported more than $140 billion in 2017. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.